Knoxville Opera is putting together a production of Gilbert and Sullivan's classic operetta, The Pirates of Penzance. Performances are Friday, October 21st at 7:30 and Sunday, October 23rd at 2:30. And as always, will be given in the magnificent Tennessee Theater. And here to talk with me today about this delightful show are baritone Sean Anderson, who is portraying the Pirate King, and soprano Claire Quillen, who is singing the role of Mabel. Welcome to you both, and thanks for coming to WUOT to chat with me today.
Great
thanks
pleasure.
For having us.
Well, to begin with, tell us about yourselves a little bit. Where is home, and how did you get sucked into the opera world? Claire, we can start with you, if that's okay.
Sure. I'm born and raised in Canada, Halifax, Nova Scotia, but I reside in New York. And I was always growing up with classical music. I played the piano at 6. I did voice lessons at 9, did ballet and modern dance. And I found myself falling in love with the opera world. And I got sucked in.
Was there an opera company in Nova Scotia?
There is, actually. It started when I was 13 and I was a mall. And a mall in the night visitors.
Wow. I was a mall in the mall in the night visitors.
Yeah.
It's going back to like when I was 11.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. And Sean, how about you?
Well, opera is a family business for me. My father was an opera singer, so I was exposed to it at a very young age. And from that, I certainly developed a desire to be a performer. And I tried a whole bunch of different things to see which avenue I would take for that. I did some dance. I did some theater. I took some instrumental lessons. And I eventually settled on opera because if you want to be a performer, you should play to your strengths. And because of my father's background, my exposure, I had a leg up on a lot of my peers.
You just said that you played the role of a mall at 11.
There's a few roles out there for boy sopranos or girl sopranos.
Apparently.
Pretending to be boy sopranos. That is one of them. I did that one. I also did Harry in Albert Herring by Benjamin Britten.
Oh, okay. What was your debut? Which one came first?
I think Harry.
Yeah.
Harry, just a short little sort of, that's me, I'm little yes. Sort of annoying, bratty thing. And I thought I was the bomb, I tell you what.
Sean, this is your third time performing with Knoxville
Fourth
Opera.
Time. Fourth time, yes.
What are some of your favorite things about Knoxville?
Well, I always tell people whenever I say I'm going back to Knoxville that I'm really impressed and enjoy the way Knoxville has sort of combated urban sprawl and how their downtown area is really vital and there's lots of street fairs and it's fantastic. But also I enjoy working very much at the Knoxville Opera, obviously. Good people, good productions, always a good time, and great art.
And on to the operetta itself. Give us a general synopsis of the story without giving away the ending, of course.
So there's this group of pirates who are more defined by their enthusiasm than their effectualism. And they have an apprentice who this very day has reached his 21st birthday and so is out of his apprenticeship and informs the pirates that now that he's no longer an apprentice, he wishes to no longer be a pirate. And he's going to go out and seek his fortune. He has a nursemaid who's accompanying him, who's about 50, and she's the only woman he's ever seen. And he thinks that, well, she's probably the woman for him then until he sees the beautiful daughters of General Stanley, the famous modern Major General Stanley, who are visiting the beach, and he immediately falls in love with all of them. But they all want to have nothing to do with him because he's still obviously a pirate, no matter what his protestations are. And there's only one of them who actually has a heart big enough to see past the apprentice pirate, and her name is
Mabel.
And who is Mabel?
She's definitely a mix of the young ingenue with a splash of being independent and... She's a fun character, for sure.
And then, of course, the modern Major General Stanley appears on the scene and objects to Frederick and the other pirates also who have hence returned to the scene. And they are all about to be captured by the pirates, these ineffectual pirates, I might add. I mean, they really are a group of noblemen who have just sort of gone to this resort town and sat around making arts and crafts, and all of a sudden they're pirates. But... it turns out that he's an orphan, and since all the pirates are orphans themselves, they can't bring themselves to attack him. But the question of whether or not he is, in fact, an orphan is one of contention. It might be a lie.
On top of this, the pirates conveniently want to marry all of the general's daughters.
That's right.
And the plot goes between whether or not will they get married or not. You'll have to come and see.
High drama.
Yes.
As you can see. As is most Gilbert and Sullivan, the plot is really only a framework which to put the sublime music and the farcical comedy.
Is the Pirate King a bad guy? I mean, you know, most of us, when we think of pirates, we think of Blackbeard.
Well, if there is an antagonist in the show, and, you know, there needs to be, then it certainly is the Pirate King. But, you know, you can't really take him very seriously. He has problems with big words. He he's very enthusiastic. He probably is the Pirate King because he's got the best hat. And that's about it. You know, it's very much the dream, I would say, of any boy in a man's body who wants to go out. You know, it's all the best parts of being a pirate. It's Errol Flynn meets Jack Sparrow meets, you know, Daffy Duck.
Sean, Gilbert and Sullivan are known for their patter songs. For our listeners, a patter song is a fast-paced song with lots of words, usually one syllable per note, and usually a lot of rhyming involved. How do you practice getting all of these words in your mouth and clearly articulated while singing?
Well, you start slowly, and you're absolutely right. Articulation is key, and you start slowly, and you slowly speed up until you find the optimum speed at which you can do it. And it'd still be understood. And even then, you're going to still have some problems because a lot of these patter songs are very topical to the day in which they were written. So this would have been the late 1800s. It really becomes a matter of just saying stuff quickly for the sake of saying stuff quickly. Fortunately, in this show, Pirate King doesn't have any patter. That all goes to the famous patter song of the modern Major General Stanley.
Right. Yeah. Claire, why does Mabel fall for Frederick? What's so great about him?
He's very handsome. It's just love at first, but almost not sight. She's decided that's the one for her, and that's it. The whole show is all about him for her.
This stage director, Brian Diedrich, has directed several productions with Knoxville Opera, always with his own fun and personal spin. Can you give our listeners just a taste of how Mr. Diedrich has made this Knoxville Opera production unique?
You've been in Pirates a few times.
That's true.
This is my first time being in Pirates and my first time in Knoxville, but you can definitely tell that he has a clear vision of the show. There's so much detail to not just one character, but all of them together as an ensemble that are bringing so much to this piece. This show is so entertaining. It has so many different layers to it. And I think that's what's going to make this show so enjoyable to the audience.
The reason why you do a Gilbert and Sullivan piece primarily is because it is entertaining. And its entertainment value comes from moments of farcical fun and moments of sublime music. They rarely happen at the same time. And a skilled director will know where to focus on which. You have the sublime moments, and even though they might be based on rather silly subjects, the music is still there to sort of elevate it to a point where you don't want to distract the audience from enjoying how pretty the music is. And then there's other places where, you know, it's just a rollicking band of pirates, and that's the place to have your slapstick and your funny and your sly looks to the audience.
As you were just mentioning, the Pirates of Penzance, it's fun, it's silly, definitely not the serious drama. I would imagine that the rehearsal process would also be a lot of fun.
We laugh a lot.
Well, there's two shows. There's the show that goes on in rehearsals, which we can't show you. And then there's the show that we present for you at the... That's part of the reason I think I like doing Gilbert and Sullivan so much is that the rehearsal process leading up to performances is a riot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Can you share with our listeners one rehearsal that stands out or one moment?
This is probably the safest story I can tell. All these belts that we wear, which of course then have swords and guns and everything stuck into them, and things just keep falling. I mean, you can't keep them in the belt. It's just a cacophony of falling weapons all the time. And it's become a running joke.
Well, Sean and Claire, thank you so much for coming in to talk with me today. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you for having us.
Always a pleasure.
Once again, I've been speaking with baritone Sean Anderson, who is singing the role of the Pirate King, and soprano Clara Coolin, who is portraying the role of Mabel in Knoxville Opera's production of Gilbert and Sullivan's The Pirates of Penzance. Performances are Friday, October 21st at 7:30 and Sunday, October 23rd at 2:30 at the beautiful Tennessee Theater. More information is available online at knoxvilleopera.com or by phone at 524-0795.